It's Xian Hui from China Telecom. My presentation is about IoT deployment from ISP Portmobile. Okay, next, please. Today, more and more telecom operator deploy the IoT service to limit and optimize its traffic. But before the deployment of the service, there are many issues, and some highlight key issues should be considered. We have done some trials in our production network, and we get some experience. So in this draft, we can share some experience. My colleagues will introduce the trial later. Okay, next. We summarize the issues to four issues. The detailed information you can find in the draft. In this draft, we only focus on the first issue and the fourth issue. The first issue is IoT service placement and the configuration. And the fourth is IoT deployment monitoring mechanism. The first issue, before one ISP want to deploy the one IoT service, he must define some optimization area. Thank you. First, he must know which network he want to deploy the IoT service. So he must define the optimization. We define this network to be the optimization area. And in a large ISP, such as telecom operator, there are many kind of networks. There are some cases in the slides. So a large ISP can divide its network into multiple optimization areas, so it can be easy to deploy the IoT service. Also, we know in the IoT architecture, there are cost map and net map. We think this is important to define the net map and network map and cost map. And to fine grade network map and to cost grade do not work well. So we must find the trade-off between them. These two cases, we have some suggestion. Okay. The fourth issue is about deployment monitoring. The objective is, first, we must use some data to evaluate the benefit of IoT deployment. Suppose we deploy IoT service, but how to evaluate? This is the first question. And second is, we can use the monitoring result to adjust the IoT configuration and policies. We can define many policies. So we must have result, some monitoring result to find which is better. Okay, this error, it should be monitoring metrics. In the monitoring metrics, we define two kinds of metric. One is some network metric, and one is application metric. Okay, this metric we can get from the two drafts. Right? The two first is RFC, and two second is draft. We can see some metric from this. Where to collect this metric? We define four data sources. Also, if some data source cannot be found in your SP, you can only use other. Okay. We propose one integrated architecture, merge the monitoring architecture to current IoT architecture. It's B1 cases. And in our deployment, in our trial, we use this architecture. Okay. This is the example. We can define this protocol according to the IOTA protocol definition. Okay, that's all.
Hi, I'm Chen Tian. I want to ask a question. Please go to page 8. Page 8. Yeah. I want to you to classify what is the network hop count? This metric, do you mean hop? Do you mean IP hop count, or you will consider some optical transition count? I mean, you already have a network cost map, right?
I think this metric is to evaluate the distance. So, for example, if we use many policies, we can define some policies. One policy is first you can find the peers very near, and some peers from far. So, define the near and far. We use the hop count.
I mean, why don't you directly use the cost map, so you can monitor the average cost?
Sorry?
You already have cost map, right?
Yes.
Can you calculate?
How to calculate?
You already have the hop count, right?
Hop count, yes.
Yeah, and you have a network map, and you can you know the cost between different endpoints, right?
Yeah.
Can you?
Just one response to that. If you go back to hop, sorry. Yes, Rich Halimi. If you go back to the hop count, it gives you, for example, you can catch issues, for example, if your costs were generated incorrectly. It gives you a base case for testing whether your costs are actually generated realistically, or you have to go back and fix up your cost map.
Okay, thank you.
Scott Bradner, application download rate. We've got different concepts of that on... Are you talking about good put, as in how long it takes to actually get a file down there? You've got different characteristics, whether it's TCP or streaming. There's a lot of different things there. Just having a single thing that says application download rate, I don't think is sufficient.
Can we go to slide 9? This is Rich. Well, I'm going to say this. This is Rich Woody from Comcast. Okay? There's a reason why I'm saying that. So I'm looking at the last data source there, and it's DPI.
Yes.
The last time we used DPI with peer-to-peer was not good.
Yes.
I was thinking, I'm not going to go to the mic about this, but I mean, on a serious point, if you're using this to actively watch what's happening from a peer-to-peer session point of view, you know, as you know, different peer-to-peer protocols are tunneling over port 80 or encrypted or whatever. I mean, sometimes you get information about peer-to-peer through DPI, and sometimes you can sort of, you know, get general observations, but maybe you can't always see exactly what's going on. So I know that if you go back to slide 8, for the Comcast stuff, I mean, we did not use, there was no DPI used to come up with any of the statistics. So if there's some way that, like, we can recommend, like, non-DPI ways of capturing these statistics, any kind of recommendations, that would be helpful.
I think DPI is option. So in our trial, we have some DPI to monitor the traffic. So if you have no DPI, you may not need it.
Right, but we might be able to suggest ways that maybe clients can collect that information and maybe report it somewhere on a voluntary basis. I mean, there just may be some other approaches that may be worth thinking about.
Yeah, sort of carrying off of what Rich was saying, and Richard Barnes. Dave, shut your ears. I'm going to suggest something off charter. In a future rechartering of this working group, it might be interesting to look at ways that you could extend the Alto protocol, since the client's already discovered an Alto server and the Alto server is interested in collecting performance metrics to see how it's doing. You might look at extending the Alto protocol to also allow the client to feed up some sort of performance metrics.
Okay.
Scott Bradner, to follow up on the Comcast point, psychologically, it would be really good if this document did not talk about DPI. That is just not a very good thing to do in many environments.
Okay, thank you.
Richard again.
Sorry, before we go to the next presentation, because we're both involved in the deployment draft, I want to get a sense if people can say some opinions about what should be included in the deployment document, because eventually I believe we're going to have a single one, and if people have particular opinions about what should be included, will be very helpful, and probably can be helpful, yes, to this and have this one here already. And if people can have particular suggestions about additional things we should include, would be really helpful. Just 1 or 2 minutes. I know we're already running late.
No, this is a good question. If you have comments, this is a good time. Well, we have a mailing list, and this is not a working group item yet, so we have plenty of time to work on this. The goal of this document is to track the lessons learned and the experiences and everything. So this is going to be a document we will keep alive for quite some time. So
this is Rich Alimi. One of the things that
you are eating your own time.
That's true. I'll keep it short. One of the things I guess I'm looking for an answer from people more familiar with on this than me, but when we're doing the deployment consideration, some of the things, for example, V4 versus V6, some of the other stuff that's probably up and coming regarding to NATs, some of this I could foresee impacting the protocol. To prevent us from getting into an endless loop and never producing a protocol, what is typically done for maybe we have to come up or have a little bit of a discussion about where do we draw the line for how far we're going to go with the protocol now and what can be relegated to extensions.
You can get this mic now.
In that case, I'll go up and do the CDN.
No.